At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
No one knows this, but if you go back, and there's videos of me out there, Google David Goggins' first video, or first Badwater race, you will see black compression tape on my ankles. I have broken feet at the start line of a 135-mile race. And if you go back, you will see as I'm finishing the race, you will see this black compression tape floating behind me. I went to the start line of that race. I trained for that race with broken feet. But I don't talk about a lot because I know what I've done. And I know what the mind can do and where it can take you. I've experienced it over and over and over and over again to the point where it's almost like I can't even believe sometimes, but I'm willing to go there. I'm willing to push myself to that limit and see what happens.
The majority of people think there's no way they could ever do it.
And that's the reason why they can't do it.
There you go.
That's the only reason they have already put their cap on their success in life. People cap themselves.
Right now, I'm a 47-year-old smoke jumper out of British Columbia. I took 5 days off of jumping fires. I'm a retired man, got a ton of money, but it ain't enough. I still must grind.
There's days where you wake up and you have this drive, and then there's other days where you wake up and you don't know what you're gonna do. What do you do to make sure you wake up every morning and keep that drive?
This is one of the best things in the world I will give you right now. Hey, I give it to you because this is one of my secrets. What I do, I have a lot of bad days. This ain't like some massive potion where I just give up. I'm David Goggins, let's go. Nope, I'm a human being. When I wake up, sometimes I feel like a little bit. But what I do is I have a little tape recorder. And I tape record exactly how I'm feeling on that motherfucker. And then I play it back. Listen to yourself. Listen how weak and pathetic it sounds. That will not make you a winner or succeed at anything. You have to fight those urges to just say, I'm good today. If you take the course yourself and you play that for one of your friends, will that get them off the couch? Or will that make them want to sit on their lawn? So everything you say to yourself has to be something that energizes you to the core of your soul. So whenever that weak voice comes, you gotta smack it real quick, as fast as you can, because that weak voice is taking the path of least resistance. And none of us wanna work that hard, even me.
Motivation is crap. Right now, a lot of you right now can be motivated as hell, go out of here and be like, yeah, I'm motivated. But like you said, you're right. Without being driven or obsessed, this motivation fades. And motivation is at the all-time high when your bills are paid, when your wife or husband is good. When everything is good, you're motivated. It's that person when all hell breaks loose and everything falls apart that says, I still got to get it in. And how you get to that point in life, what I figured out, it's so noisy right now. This world is so noisy. We all walk around with these phones, computers. The world is so fast. We're not able to think. The most powerful weapon in the world, we walk around with it. It's our mind. It's our brain. You have to be able to go into a very dark place in your mind and figure who you are. Go back to what you want to do. What's your purpose? We can't figure our purpose out or why we're here or why we've been born or whatever because it's so loud in our mind. We don't have any quiet time with ourselves to sit back and say, what do I really want? There's so many different dialogues in our head that we can't think. So my biggest thing is you have to be alone in a very dark place in your mind to think about what is important to you.
There's a big difference between 99% and 100. I always thought that I was given 100%. I wasn't. But I was only 1% from making that money, from being where I want to be, from having everything in life that I've ever dreamed of. But it's that 1% that we sleep on. It's that 1% that we wake up in that morning, we're like, you know what? Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak. And if all you do is when you are trying to hit that motherfucking snooze button on life, not in the morning, on life, just know this. All the it takes is thinking about all those weak motherfuckers who are taking a day off. And trust me, you will come up real fast. That's why I'm not balanced. I don't take days off. I don't have that wiggle room that some people do.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
A lot of you don't either. So you gotta make that shit up somewhere. If you want to be part of that 1%, which I know all of you want to be, I'm sorry to say, you gotta throw that balance shit in the wind. The only way you can do it is if you go all the way in and talk to your family and say, I'll be home, but not today. So the thing about it is, the unbalanced mind allows you to do everything at a level that most can't even fathom. They look at you, they see you grinding and grinding and grinding and grinding. And while they are at this mediocre level, you slowly rise and rise and rise. I call it front loading. If a lot of you right now want to be the best, you front load your life. So then that family that you were unbalanced with, you bring them on board when you're 40, 50, and 60 and say, okay, now I'm home forever because I'm making this ton of money or whatever the hell you're trying to do. Everybody has a savage mentality. It's a primal instinct, whether you believe it or not. We all have it. I'm trying to hurt every motherfucker's feelings in the world. Anybody who thought I wasn't going to be somebody, it's never enough. Like a dog. I got a little bulldog at home, and I can't feed that mother enough food. He will eat, she will eat until she's dead. That's me. I leave no scraps on the table for anyone to pick up. And that's the mentality that you must have if you want to be great. And the thing about greatness is this. The sad thing about it, most of us never even think about it because we don't believe it's even in our arena. We think greatness is Michael Jordan or Tom Brady or Serena Williams, whatever it is. People have a lot of money. You have to put that in your Rolodex. Until you start to think that way, whatever you think about, trust me, it will become exactly who the you are. I want to be the hardest motherfucker ever lived. Am I that? It doesn't matter. I don't care. That was my goal when I was a 300-pound piece of shit. I think I'm not too far away from that motherfucker now. That said, you gotta put that shit on the table. If you don't, it's not going to happen. So that's what keeps me hungry every day. I'm leaving nothing out there for anybody to have. And that's the mentality that we all must have if you're searching for true greatness within yourself.
You have to build a person that can withstand the pressures of whatever they're going to be dealing with in life. Because this world we live in is tough. It's tough. It will beat you down. The world and the life that we live in is the ultimate competitor. You have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. The mind has the tactical advantage over you at all times. At all times of your life, the mind has a tactical advantage over you. Why is that? It knows what you're afraid of. It knows your insecurities. It knows your deep, dark lies. And it starts to push you away from that shit. It pushes you in a direction that is comfortable. Your mind takes control of you. You have to say, you, I run this motherfucker. When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, it's just what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, I'm not saying physical, I'm not saying you got to break yourself off. The amount of mental pain of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. There's going to be more times you do something that you don't want to do than you are going to want to do it. That's your new norm. That's your new norm. And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to. The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. We have the ability to go in such a space. If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything. I'm trying to build people up. I'm trying to armor their mind. I'm trying to get them the belief. Because this world we live in is tough. It's tough. It will beat you down. The world and the life that we live in is the ultimate competitor. It will try to take you out. It will find your weakness, and it will just hammer you. So if I can help you build belief, build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you because you know exactly who you are. You have to build a person that can withstand the pressures of whatever they're going to be dealing with in life. You gain knowledge through suffering. And on the other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen. It's a beautiful world because that's where you find yourself. Every day you have to do this shit. Because why? When you stop doing it, you don't just maintain it. If you stop shooting a gun, you're not going to be a great shot if you pick a gun up a year from now. If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of people. It is. But if you want to go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you do, you have arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the gym at 1 o'clock in the morning? You will never understand what is wrong with me. And that's why I'm so glad you don't, because I'm in the right spot. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive where people are like, what the is wrong with this guy? I don't want to talk to you, man, because you're not going to get it. I can't get this paragraph. I can't remember what the is in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read it again. Still not getting it. Read it again. But if not getting it, write it out. And that's how I started learning. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back until the shit just becomes, your mind will say, okay, we're gonna figure it out, because he is not going to stop. It's not like I'm gonna try one more time. No, it's just like alarm clock goes off, boop, we're going back. I can't read right, we're going back. I gave myself no way out, and my mind realized that. They said, okay, we're gonna adapt and overcome now. A lot of us wanna find peace first. So people say, man, you always talk about this suffering and pain and shit. I'm at peace right now because I went through that. Right. You don't find peace first. If you do, Merry Christmas. More power to you. I found peace on the opposite end of finding myself. And no one really finds themselves without going through trials, tribulations, suffering, accountability. And accountability is suffering. Being accountable every day for doing right,
for yourself, for the people next to you, it's miserable.
One thing we don't do is we don't have a new norm. My new norm is you get up every morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. This is your new norm. That became my new life. Most people want to get out of it. I said, no, motherfucker, this is your new life. This is who you are. Your new norm is you wake up and you suffer. And I started realizing if that's my mentality, this shit ain't hard anymore.
Not giving civilized is about having a savage mentality. It's a comfortable world. A lot of us say, you know, like for instance, I see these athletes right now who retire, you know, I'm 38, you know, I'm 39, I did 20 years at the top of my game, and I'm chilling out now. You see them a year later and how they look. What the hell just happened to you? What the hell? You're one of the greatest athletes of all time. Kids looked up to you. Women, men of all ages looked up to you. And they hit the pinnacle where it's time to retire, and their mind says, I'm civilized. The worst thing that could ever happen to any human being is they become civilized. It's that total accountability. Like, even when you retire, there's a mother looking at me and judging me right now, man. I was the baddest person to ever live. Doesn't go away, man. You gotta wake up. Even though you retired, you never retired. You're setting the example every single day of your life. And being civilized feels so good. But I'm sorry, man. Once you get to the top, you may retire, but you ain't never coming back home, man. Cause now you're judged. People see you falling off. You wanna be that guy who knows I may be retired from the sport or from whatever I did, but I'll be damned if you ever see me looking like shit. Feeling like shit, not arriving. People, I've arrived. I've arrived mentality. You're always setting the example. Civilization feels so good. These comfortable feelings are what people want. They want retirement. They want that. They need that. It's a yearning feeling. I want it too. People love putting a label on me about, my God, man, you're just wired different. I'm not wired different, dude. I'm thinking right now, after I got past my stuttering thing, now I'm on a roll, I'm good now. You know what I'm thinking about right now? I got to wake up tomorrow and do the same shit again. I got to leave this interview and go stretch out for 2.5 hours. I hate that shit. But guess what it does though? I'm constantly callousing over my victim's mentality that I once had growing up. Every day you have to do this shit. The only way to keep from getting rusty is to constantly owe that motherfucking machine. The machine is this. You gotta keep challenging it every day. How do I do it? How am I able to do what I do on a daily basis? You know, how do I fight the demons? Because they hear me speak and I'm very raw and real. How do you fight my insecurities, all these things? And they're there every day. They're there every day. I'm in search for a feeling. I'm not in search for a trophy. I'm not in search for love. I'm not in search for more followers on Instagram or social media. When I started this journey years ago and I realized that I'm going to be somebody and I'm searching for a feeling of true victory for myself and only myself. The second I shut out the whole world and realized that one thing, that I am in this world alone, I'm fighting in this race by myself. Yeah, I'm all about people, I'm all about team, I'm all about that shit. But I'm really all about right now and in my life, no one knows the real truth about me, how hard I really go. I don't care if anybody knows. I don't want anybody to know. I'm an introvert. I live an introverted life. And I love that about me. That right there is my fuel. Is I know that there's really no one out there grinding like me. And if they are, so be it. If I know about you, I'll make sure that I up my game. That's what the mentality is all about. My whole thing is a mentality thing. I view myself as the weakest person on the planet Earth. I was just an insecure, scared kid. And the only way I could find myself was through putting myself through the worst thing possible. My goal in life was to, in my mind, believe I'm the hardest man alive. And that's why the whole thing is can't hurt me. That's what it's about. It's about whatever you think you are, you have to make that dream a reality. But that's where the hard part is making that dream reality. That's where the hard work comes. That's where people know, how do you keep grinding every day? You have to make those insecurities Those fears, like when I was 300 pounds, I didn't have any drive. I'm gonna go be a Navy SEAL. What kind of stupid shit is that, 300 pounds? There wasn't like a drive to go be a Navy SEAL. I was an insecure, lying kid, afraid. I had to look in my insecurities and in my fear and find drive in that. We're all looking for passion. Passion's all around you. You have a whole stack of it all around you. It's your insecurities, all that shit. You gotta dive deep in that shit. It's all in there. All the energy and fuel you need is right in yourself. It's all there. You got a lot of stuff to do to overcome. And you know, that's where I found it. I found it right there in my own insecurities. I found drive in my own insecurities. And that's the most powerful thing in the world. When you can find drive in your own doubt, fear, insecurities, you become very unstoppable. Dude, I'm not a masochist. I'm not crazy. I'm not this and that. People try to title me and label me. When I was growing up, I saw my mom getting beat and I got beat. And I was some stuttering little black kid in all white school. And I used to go home and cry. I'm like, my God, man, I'm fucked up. I'm so fucked up. So I had to train one fucking thing. You better train your fucking mind. Because my talents can run out way early. When shit got hard for me back in the day, bro, I'm done. I'm out. See ya. Okay. I got to invent a motherfucker that can. So I invented Goggins. I invented a motherfucker that realized we're not good enough. But Goggins realizes we're mentally strong as fuck, and we're going to outstrength these motherfuckers in the mind. You need to fucking work harder. You need to fucking discipline your mind better. We need to help people more than just saying it's okay. It's okay that you're not willing to fucking help yourself out. That's not okay. It's not okay. It's not acceptable. I came with this thing called Perform Without Purpose. And so many people, they need to have a 5K, a 10K. I need to have a course in front of me. I need to have something in front of me for me to get my fucking ass up and do some shit. And that used to be me. And nowadays, you know, shit, for the past 20-some years, I don't need fucking purpose. And people miss out on this, man. The purpose, we're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Motherfucker, the purpose is you. We forget that. Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? So it's perform without purpose. You have to learn how to get up and do shit when you ain't got no fucking 5K, no 10K, nothing. Nothing exists. Your life fucking sucks. You're in the fucking dungeon. But guess what, motherfucker? I'm still going to get it. Because when that time comes, because the time is going to come, when that purpose is there, you'll be ready. But most of us fucking aren't ready because we don't know how to do without having the golden carrot in front of us. And so you're all fucked. Every step you take in that journey, as you're like, for me, run. I run every day. Hate it. But every step I take, I'm like, all right, motherfucker, you're beating the demon again. I made a decision, and my decision was to be the best person I could. And I basically, a lot of mornings I wake up and say, fuck your feelings. And that doesn't mean like, you know, don't take it literally, fuck your feelings. But sometimes you have to go beyond what you're feeling. And my knees were fucked, but guess what? I wanted to run. And I knew that, okay, you can get knee replacements, this and that. It wasn't because of I ran too much. People always want to say, oh, man, you ran so much, so you fucked up your body. You know, you don't want to be like David Goggins. I hear it all the time. You don't want to be like David Goggins. I gave everything. I gave everything to who I am. I gave everything. And when you give everything, man, you have no regret. People didn't understand me. People don't understand me now. I don't give a I know exactly what I was doing. I'm not a masochist. I'm not crazy. I'm not this and that. People try to title me and label me. No, I had something to fucking do.
The way I describe it to people, when people ask me, like, why does he do all these things? Like, what is it? What is the motivation here? I go, he's on a mental journey that very few people have ever been on, because people don't understand you, they misunderstand you, or they purposely misinterpret the way you're living your life. You're trying to understand your mind in a way that very few human beings ever get to understand their mind, because you're taking your mind into these terrible, dark places all the time, and you're trying to pull things out of that. You're trying to learn things about yourself and about your potential from that.
That's exactly it.
And that's what people don't understand.
I study the darkness. You find no fucking answers in the light. None. It's too happy. It's too nice. We don't need to be taught how to live in happiness. That just comes naturally to us. Happy moments, but the dark times, man, and you can't get there unless you put yourself there. Life will take you there. But when you get into those dark moments, that's why people, how are you able, man, I couldn't read and write till I was a junior in high school. How are you able to write like this, man? Motherfucker, I go to such places in my mind and I study the darkness. Like, it's not just physical. When I was growing up and I saw my mom getting beat and I got beat and I was some stuttering little black kid in all white school and I'm on stage and I gotta say one line in front of 15 people and I walk off stage kind of stutter. All those insecurities and all those things, man, I used to go home and cry. I'm like, my God, man, I'm fucked up. I'm so fucked up. Hang on, man. As I got older, we gotta study this shit, man. The only way we're going to get through this is if we study it. So every time I'm in a dark moment and life's f***ed up around me, whether it be physical or just life, I get in it, man, with a f***ing pen and paper. I'm like, okay, this f***ing sucks. I can feel like I'm f***ing losing my shit, but let's f***ing study this. Let's come out of this motherf***er genius. I studied the black matter of the mind, the dark matter, you know, like f***ing Stephen Hawking. That's f***ing his name. I said it right. That motherf***er studied the space and shit. That's where I consider myself, man. And so many people get it wrong. I don't give a f***, man. You can't, for me, I cannot help people. Like, there's a lot of cookie cutter shit out here in this world. Oh, discipline, wake up early, take a cold shower, this, that, whatever. It's all f***ing bullshit. It's not. But what they don't teach you within the cookie cutter is like our minds are like a f***ing garage. And the garage, if you open a garage and it's all cluttered up, it's all f***ed up, you can't put your car in there. You got boats and you got fucking kids toys and shit everywhere. But if you organize that fucking garage and you put everything in its rightful spot, you can pull that car in there. You can put two cars in there. You can put bikes in there. And that's like with the mind. People talk about discipline and determination and repetitions and all this shit. Consistency. Why people fall off the wagon so often is because their mind is full of shit. There's no room in that mind for discipline. There's no room for consistency. They may do it once or twice, but then the mind takes over and that cluttered f***ing garage comes in. And then it's like a circuit breaker, man. A circuit breaker just overloads and it f***ing sparks. And our minds, that's our mind, man. It's like a circuit breaker that has so much shit in it. You keep on loading it. You can't put any more into it. So I talk about it in there, man, so much about clearing space in your mind so then you have room for all those discipline, waking up early, taking those, because they do mean something. But we don't get to that dark matter that is keeping you from clearing out that mental garage.
That's a good way to put it, because that is the mind of most people, is filled with stuff that they have to move around to get to what they want. And it's constantly piling up and there's shit unorganized and...
Organized mind, man. You're looking at I got to take care of the kids. The kids' schedule's all f***ed up. My husband, my wife. I'm going by McDonald's to get this and I'm rushing my schedule. Everything's just f***ed.
I wish I was doing this, but I'm doing that.
That's it.
And that and this. And I want a raise, but I can't get one.
That's it.
My boss an asshole.
Where's greatness in that, man?
Yeah.
You can't fit discipline into that. You can't fit structure. You can't fit consistency. You can't fit the grind. And then when you try, it gets overrun by the clutter in your mental garage. Every time I'm in a bad situation, like, you know, I study it. And that's the only reason I do have the shit I do, is I'm studying this shit. Because I know that I never thought I was going to be writing books and trying to help people get better. But I was always trying to do it because I knew I sucked. And so when you know you're trying to get somewhere, you know you suck, you know that you believe that you're a born loser, you are taking snapshots, man. Like, you know, you see something on your phone, like, oh man, I'm gonna take a snapshot of that, or however you do the little picture shit so you can save it on your phone. I do that in my mind. So when I get in these moments, I'm like, okay, wow, that's some good knowledge right there, man. I snapshot it because I know that I can use that later. I can use this because I'm not out there just, I'm not, most people, they go out and they run and they go out and they do, and they're like, oh, this is beautiful. Look at the mountains and the shit and all this bullshit. No, I don't like it. My body hurts. I'm hurting. How do we get through this? It's a lab. It's my mental lab. And so when I come home, I'm not forgetting it. Every day I get done running, or every day I get through working, or every day I get through studying, whatever it is that brings me to that place of knowledge. So I come home from running and I write everything out. People have talent, and this is going beyond your talent. When there's no more talent, what happens to you? Most people quit. People only go to their talent level. And once their talent level is gone, it becomes a mental game. The whole mental game sets in then. And most people can only perform to their talent. And they realize, man, why am I always messing up right here? Why is this my big hurdle? It's because you're performing to your talent. And then after that, your mind has nothing for you. I see fighters, I see runners, I see people who they're great, but they get to the edge of their talent, and it's like, man, what's up? Because you're now at the point now where your talent ain't gonna do shit for you, my friend. Now it's the mental game. And that's where people get lost in life, get lost in that next level. And that next level is found for me in the things that I do. First of all, I didn't have much talent. So I had to train one thing. You better train your mind, because my talents can run out way early. When shit got hard for me back in the day, bro, I'm done. I'm out. See ya. Okay. I got to invent a motherfucker that can. So I invented Goggins. I invented a motherfucker that realized we're not good enough. But Goggins realizes we're mentally strong as fuck, and we're going to outstrength these motherfuckers in the mind. And so many people just want it the easy way. I'm sorry, man. It's not. So what they start to do is they build this narrative of it's okay. When the narrative should be, you need to fucking work harder. You need to fucking discipline your mind better. We need to help people more than just saying it's okay. It's okay that you're not fucking willing to help yourself out. That's not okay. It's not okay. It's not acceptable. Even though it's your life, if that's acceptable, that's unacceptable. And there's a lot of people in this world, me included, that if I accepted that, I wouldn't be anywhere. So yeah, a lot of people just they start creating a narrative about themselves that make it okay. The ultimate get out of jail free card. And now the world is set up to have so many get out of jail free cards. Everything is okay. And you can't say a motherfucking thing about it. Man, why are you always yelling? Guys, you. That's how I talk, bitch. Because I'm proud, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm a proud motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
And it's not proud like, look at me. It's like, motherfucker, I know where I fucking came from, bitch. I shouldn't be here right now talking to you. Shouldn't be talking to you, motherfucker. I shouldn't be here. I'm just a fat, sloppy motherfucker. I'm proud. So I'm able to tell you, I was fucked up. Many people can't. It's not even real. All those mornings that you didn't want to fucking get up.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. And I look at it as like a rock, and you find this fucking rock, and that rock is you. And every day you fucking fight not wanting to get up. And you do anyway. You chip another piece off that rock. And every day you fucking eat the right foods. And every day you go to train. You train harder and harder and harder and harder. And you get up earlier. And all these things you do to start forming yourself. You're chipping another fucking piece of that rock off. Before you know it, you have this beautiful fucking piece of artwork that you built. And then once you get there, you see it. And it becomes real. And like, oh my God, I fucking did this shit. And so like the journey becomes so real then. But so many people aren't willing to chip away at that stone that is them to start chipping off those rough edges.
That's the fear. The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard when I was fucking just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard, and I looked out there, and I have all these epiphanies, man. I have all these moments of it's crazy, man, of this thought, because I'm always by myself, and I'm always in deep in thought about how to be better. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there are so upset with how you lived your life and fucking just regret how you lived it. And I'm running, a 300-pound man, thinking, man, don't fucking die like this, bro. Don't die like this. So people wonder where this shit comes from me. It comes from such deep thought of trying to see what this is all about. What is this life all about? What am I all about? Why am I here? You know, I had to find purpose. And my suffering, it had a purpose. It had a fucking purpose.
many people build confidence in different ways, and they build belief in different ways. Coming from where I came from, I didn't have any belief in myself. So some people can go read a book and get belief. Some people can go take a yoga class, have good parents. So where I came from was so far down underneath soil that I had to build belief by truly ingraining it in my brain. So the things I do, I'm always, every day, building belief. And my belief had to be where it is because I was so far down. So it may take a 200-mile run for me. It may take a 100-mile run. It may take late nights in the gym. But without belief, you have nothing. And I realized that when I was a young kid, I have no belief. I have to build it. And a 5-mile run didn't do it. I had to push myself to such extremes because I came from, people judge me by not knowing where I came from. So unless you're me and you came from where I came from, I guarantee you wouldn't have made it out. Guarantee it. And I knew that. So my belief comes from going, I had to build it. And that's how I build it, man. I build it by the things I do. I never cared about myself. Never. Never. Ever. Which makes what I do now for people, I understand. Because I care about people. Even though I'm an introvert because my fucking life sucked. But what I do for people, I really do. That's why I want to make sure that fucking book and things I do. That's why I don't, like, why don't you sell shit? Why don't you always, you know, why aren't you, like, promoting this and that? And no, man. No, I care that you understand that I don't want to see you fucking kill shit. I want to see you better.